is ABC World News Tonight.
Good evening. I'm Dan Harris. The Special Operations Forces were on a dangerous mission facing an urgent deadline. Al-Qaeda was threatening to kill this American hostage, Luke Summers, a freelance photographer, by today if their demands were not met. So the commandos, including members of SEAL Team 6, launched an overnight raid into Yemen to rescue Summers. But it went bad. He was executed by his captors. And today, President Obama, who authorized that raid, called it a barbaric murder. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross is here with the details of this harrowing operation. Brian, good evening.
Well, good evening, Danny. It was a high-risk mission to begin with, under less than ideal conditions, with an almost full moon and little element of strategic surprise because of an earlier failed rescue attempt 10 days ago. But U.S. officials decided there was no choice but to try it, given the imminent threat.
U.S. officials believe that Al-Qaeda had planned to execute 33-year-old Luke Summers sometime after sunup today.
It was a very dangerous and complicated mission. But like always in these efforts, there's risk.